Blog Talk Radio.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say, take a chill, B. But fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps.
Hey, you been like, hey, Charles.
I know he was out.
Yeah, we already know that. Yeah, dude, you lie. You lie. You lie, that man we talking about a bummer to my room. Yeah, that nigga think he is.
It's a lot of buzz in the air. A lot of racing went on this weekend all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't know what's going on. They say the North is on fire. They got blood in their eyes. They tired of this.
I heard.
They tired of this outside shit. They said they're going to put a stop to all this ass-kicking shit. Get your ass down. Donye in ref form. SEO in ref form. Jimbo. Goddamn Chucky. Young Money. I mean, I'm like, what the hell? Who lit the fire? I mean, somebody lit a fire up north, but they lit, I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know what's going on with that either, but I heard
901 went 0-3. They didn't win nothing. I don't understand. I got to hear from a man with, but I mean.
What? 0-3?
Yes, man. Yes. Chucky beat Junior.
Well, hell, man. Anybody can beat you.
There you go. You know they can get on your ass. I mean,
I wouldn't give a motherfucker. They got them and I'm back. God damn it. They won on technicality. It don't matter, but a win is a win. Everybody can beat Junior. They ain't shit.
Oh, Lord.
Now call him and tell him I said that, you wussy.
Yeah, you got to call and tell. You know they listening.
They ain't on y'all. I'm looking at the board. They ain't on this motherfucker.
Oh, so that's why you talking like that?
Yeah.
Man. Big shout out.
Give me the rundown, DJ.
Well, I can't get the whole rundown of what all went on up there. All I can tell you, there's a lot of action going on. And the North, and Jimbo won the 10,000 up north. I heard SBO had some problems with the car. But Tony Bynes went, Primetime went 5-1. They won 5 and lost 1, I think, paying the puck out. So Primetime still got their groove.
I bet.
What's up? But this weekend, all roads lead to my main man, Bobby Wildchild, Billy Goat Wildchild, down in Albany, Georgia, second anniversary race. I will definitely be in the house. I didn't know if you was heading there this weekend. You gonna try to make it down there, but Nick?
I get through with that truck. I don't know. You had to borrow a truck.
But everybody and their mama is planning on showing support and showing up down there in Albany, Georgia, US 19 this weekend. I will definitely be in the house along with everybody else. I mean, it's a list of who's who planning on being in the house. So that'll be a lot of fun. They got a 28-inch tire shootout, a 29-inch tire shootout, and they are separate. And a, I think a nitrous small block shooter. I could be wrong on that third one.
You said they are separate.
They are separate.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to talk about today. That damn 29 tank and that 28 inch tank. That shit makes a difference. Everybody trying to say it don't make a difference. But bottom line, when I went down to Atmore, Alabama this weekend, everybody I bought into down there.
If it didn't make a difference, everybody would be on 28.
You damn right. They say it don't make a difference. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Monkey see, monkey motherfucking do. One monkey see another monkey goddamn put 28s and 29 together and run them together. So therefore, they feel like they ain't got to pay but one claim. So therefore, everybody else want to do it. Instead of letting the 28 run with the 28 and the 29 run with the 29, and they pay two claims, they want to pay one claim. Everybody want to run for the money. But that ain't fair because, yeah, it's a 28 car that run with some of the bad at 29. I agree. But everybody ain't like that.
But
when I went down to
Atmore this
weekend.
It's few and far between.
Yeah. It's a big difference, man. These guys, it ain't fair. I met a lot of people. I ain't never been down that far in Alabama down on that end. I met a lot of people, man. A lot of people talking about that. They asked me, why is it going on? Because they had a 28-29 tire race also that they were running together. A lot of guys came to test the cars out. They wanted to get in the raid, but our buddy Brian Adam was there, and a lot of guys did not get in the raid because they felt like he was going to win. You know? So to me, he is the fastest 29 tire car that's been in the shootout that I know of. One of the fastest, if not the fastest. And a lot of guys wouldn't get in it. A lot of guys still got in it that was on 28. It's not fair to the every guy that want to at least compete with him and his family, him and his wife and kids, whatever. It's not fair for them guys to sit back or even stop racing due to the fact that they're running these classes together. They need to stop it. We need to protest it, really. I'm not going to now another race like that if I can help it. If it ain't separate. If I ain't going to Grudge, I ain't getting in the shootout if I do go because it's not fair. I can run with a lot of them guys, but there's a lot of my partners that can't run with, you know. It ain't right. Everybody ain't got them 5-inch, either 5.2 or 5.3 four speed motor. They ain't got it.
That's true.
But they still want to compete. They still want to race. You know, they got a chance. If it ain't a difference in the motherfucking tie, why in the hell they ain't running 31 with the 29?
Yeah.
They running the 28 with the 29. Yeah, it's a motherfucking difference. They know it. No, it's a difference in their pocket. They pay in the pocket a little bit more. They ain't got to pay for two classes. When they were paying for two classes, now they ain't paying but for one. And that's where they need to stop it, man. It always takes two people, two promoters to try to switch up the game. And two people started it. Now everybody else trying to go with the trend. But it ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't fair. I'm going to speak up for them guys, because I shook a lot of hands, talked with a lot of people, and I promised them that I would bring it up on the show this week and let them talk about it and see what we got going on and see can we get to the bottom of it. Can we make these guys stop that? Because, hey, I met people all the way down in Jackson. I met people all the way down in Mobile. I met people all from every damn corner of the world down in that end. Everywhere.
And you'll be surprised. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the thing you got to understand is a lot of people, there's a lot of people, it wasn't even no real big purse, but I heard it was a big car count. And,
let me tell you something.
Is, I mean, if they were running for $2,000, I think they were running for $1,000 or $2,000. I mean, they could have easily.
It was $1,000.
They were running for $1,000. So, I mean, they could have, with the crowd I heard they had, they could have easily just ran $1,000 for 28 and $1,000 for 29. They had, I heard, a bunch of cars.
Man.
Down there.
I wouldn't be afraid to say they had over. I'm guesstimating now. I would say they had about 150 to 175 cars.
Not on that side.
28 and 29? They had 28, 29. They had what they call a big dog shootout dancing with anything, rim with the bone, hook the bottom up. They had the motorcycle. Them motherfuckers had it, all that. That is a real nice facility if you have never been. Only thing I didn't like about that track, now they drugged the hell out of it, but they sprayed it one time early in the day. That's it. No more glue. But they were dragging the hell out of it. And they cleaned the hell out of it now. You spill something, they stop it. They going to clean it up. They getting it up. They ain't letting you go down through that. They checking every pad down there. You know.
Well, I think so.
They're going to make sure you clean.
Different ways of doing stuff. I mean, a lot of people say you just want a good, clean surface, a good, smooth, clean surface. I don't, you know.
Yep.
I'm not no
expert. They have
this
smooth, clean surface, but we need some more goddamn glue out there, boy.
Yeah.
We went out there, we didn't have no power in the car. T-Man's, man, this motherfucker moving out there. I saw it.
Well, y'all got the latest hell, too, now, so ain't no doubt. I'm sure the glue is probably out
Danny,
there.
Danny ran. No. They hadn't even ran the first round yet when we got there. The Redden started at 7 o'clock. It was 6:30, 7 o'clock when that raid started.
Gotcha.
Sure did. The man here at 2 o'clock, I said, man, fuck this shit, we're going to go on. And we had a bye room.
I know Bobby Wildchild should be on and listening, or he may be somewhere,
well,
but I know.
There might be him or somebody else, and it look like Turbo. I think that Turbo. I don't know who that is.
They had a race this weekend, too. I didn't know about that. I heard it was a real nice turnout down there. I was talking to somebody today. Turbo and Triple X team had a race this past week.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that either.
Yeah.
734-7294, your mic is live.
What's going on, fellas? DJ Grant.
Is this JB?
It's Corey.
What's up, Corey?
What's going on, boys?
All right. Y'all missed a hell of a show up here in Michigan, man. We had 47 cars in the shootout.
47?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
47 cars in the shootout.
Yep, yeah, them boys
is
going down.
I heard that was probably one of the biggest races of the year that y'all had up there, man.
Yes, sir.
I heard. I heard a number of good things about it.
Oh, yeah. Chucky did his thing. Shout out to the 9-1 Bad Boys. Lil Rick.
And it's true, Chucky is no longer a small block.
Yes, it is. Nope.
Chucky said, I was that little shit. Come on, I got to get down to check. I mean, hats off to I'm glad. Well, I'm not saying I'm glad as far as I'm glad he got some in, and I guess that's probably doing him a little better because that. Them nice and small blocks can be kind of tedious and high maintenance, especially when you got one that's trying to make, you know, a lot of power.
Yeah, true, always on the edge.
Yeah. But hats off to him for coming out this weekend doing his thing with a new combination. I mean, that's saying a whole lot to come out with a new combination and go out there and what, did he get in the shootout too or no?
Yeah, he ran the shootout, yeah.
Hey, Corey.
Huh?
I got a phone call Sunday.
Yeah.
I said, damn, who is it? 9-1 boy, what do I look like? You see the answer the phone. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, nigga. What's going on? God damn, this motherfucker kicked my ass over here. I need to come in and get this bitch. I said, who that? Brian Davis. I said, you want Big Cuz coming and get it? Hell yeah. I'll come get the goddamn man. I said, what are you sitting on? He on some 28. I think he is on some 28. I said, that's something. I got some 28s on. I'm going to fuck him up. Let me quit playing. We can see that shit.
I bet you Brian Davis listening.
You know it.
Hey, Brian, he'll listen. Hey, Brian, if you listening, I want some, homie. Believe that shit.
He got on his big boy clothes. Now he ain't no excuse.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't got no excuse.
Trying to go.
He ain't got no excuse now. He whooped my goddamn homeboy. You can't whoop my homeboy and think ain't no goddamn repercussion coming. You hit my little brother in the eye. Big brother coming now.
Yeah.
One thing I can't say about Brian before he even come on, I know he don't have a problem with Brian because that young man is loved to go. He trained
out. Yeah, I hope he is.
Yeah, don't forget about him
shit,
on now.
Huh? Who that?
Jimbo.
Don't forget about Jimbo.
I've always liked Jimbo's attitude. Jimbo, I like Jim. Jimbo is definitely trying to go. But, I mean, I know the Jimbo and Chucky hung tight, you know, before. So,
they kind of
cut from the same cloth.
That's for sure.
Well, the way I see it, though, Corey, I respect them guys. I'm glad everybody there speeding up and pepping up and doing their damn thing.
I hate to say it like this, Corey,
but it is the way I feel. I ain't never been to the South, and I bought none from the South. I only got a 28 on that motherfucking knife. Not one.
Nah, I ain't know.
I bought none. They got to make me know. I'm not saying them guys ain't doing a damn thing.
Man.
But they got to make me know. Now them children be when they live, you tell them to out the room.
You're hard-headed.
Yeah,
they
got to show me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I can see them go up 3-9. Shit, do it beside me.
Yeah, they got to do their thing every time.
You just might do it, but I mean, hey, you're going to have to.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm definitely coming down there with my car, though. That's for sure. I'm going to make
that
trip.
Sounds good.
So, Corey, what you think about them tied with the 20s and 29 running together? Think that shit fair?
Man. Nah, no, that ain't fair. They should split it up, you know. Man, it's disadvantage here. Got a little bigger tie there.
Yeah, I agree. I know some folks say it ain't no different, but it's a fucking difference. It's not why they ain't got 28 zones.
True.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is you want to try to even the playing field for everybody. I mean, any two cars can grudge, but, I mean, if you're running in a shootout, I think they all should all be sitting on the same tie, at least. If we're not stepping how each car sit, at least let each car sit on the same tie.
I agree.
You know, yep. In the shootout,
I mean,
a lot of people, if they want to race. And the damn pro market can race a stock strength car. That don't matter. If you grudge.
Our guys say they want to raise, man, and they can't because they don't want to run a 29 tire. They know it's a disadvantage to them. They got an advantage. You know, they feel like they on the same playing field with the bad man, long you got
and
damn
a,
got
and
29.
And a lot of times, it does kind of make it a little unfair to you got people that, it's only a handful of people that are, like, extreme, and that's really, really fast. But the majority of the people you're kind of, you know, they ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, you know, say this or that, but you always in every, it don't matter what sports arena, what kind, you always going to have just a few that's up in this area where, you know, where they're a little fat, where everybody a little faster than it, you know, just a few. But the majority is you know, right here in the level playing field, so it just needs to be kind of a little, make it a little even across the board for people. So, like I said, if they on 28, put them on 3, let them run in the shootout on 28, and they on 29, let them run 29. But, and then if somebody on 28 want to jump in there and run with the boys on 29, let that be their option. Let them choose to jump up in there. But I want to, you know, continue talking about a couple of upcoming events. One is, again, is Bobby Welch out this weekend. Everybody planning on being going out and supporting and helping them out, you know, showing them love for the second year.
I'm back. I saw my damn phone drop off before.
Okay. Second year anniversary. It's out of US 19, and it is a huge event. Everybody's planning on being in the house, so. Look forward to seeing everybody this weekend down there. And I also got the news about the race on the 23rd of this month, which is the following weekend, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, in Cecil. Scotty G, Cecil in Maryland. Cecil Dragway or whatever, I think it's up in Maryland. Man, I'm hearing all kind of crazy stuff. I don't know what in the world is going on up north, but up north has had, what is this, 5 races, and this is going to make number 6. That's all been just crazy races. This one past race they say was just stupid, and this one right here is shaping up to be just as stupid, if not stupider. I mean, I've heard like they got Don Yates and Tony Wright are locked. They're going to be racing for the Extreme 29-inch tire belt. Tony Wright and Don Yates are already locked. So 1,000 on 3 or better. Coupe Performance and Big Dave, the Taliban and Coupe Performance, they locked. And they're, I don't know if they run there. They're locked to race at the same race at Cecil in Maryland. SVO, Crazy Bitch, they're locked, and they're running for the Extreme National Fox Body belt. This is the same belt that Stevie Jackson had, but they will be running for that belt. Now, also, if anybody else wants to feel like they want to run for that belt also, now they – all y'all have to do is be added into the equation. So if, say, what's the guy up there that's got the convertible with the...
Kip.
Kip, yeah, I've been hearing his name. Yeah. Kinda. Ain't he on 28s also?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, and or Turbo GT or what's the other guy? Shoot. What's my buddy name? Cat dog. What's the other little turbo black turbo car? Boost 12. Any of those cars, if y'all want to get into that little shoot, if y'all want to jump in there, because they will be running for the Extreme National Fox Body Belt on 28th. So I hate this happening right
when
now.
Is that, When is that, DJ?
That's August 23rd, next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. This was a race put on
in
by
Maryland?
Scotty G in Maryland. And Scotty G has called out the Shadow on 29. And they say the Shadow is in the bushes. Can't nobody hear from him. But Scotty G, the man that is with Don, I think that's Don Ye's tuner, if I'm not mistaken. He's called out the Shadow on 29. Man, it's just shaping up to be. Y'all, hold on one quick second.
With that being said, I'm going to the mics. 706-6242. Your mic is live.
Daye gonna drag Tony Wright. He gonna gap Tony Wright ass.
Who we speaking with?
Wee Wee. I'm on DJ Pit Crew.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know about that. Donye gonna drag Tony Wright. Donye gonna gap Tony Wright. Watch.
He gonna be a good one. All I can tell you. Wee, what you think about
I forgot, but I know why you saying you don't know, huh? you got a little inside intel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be crucial.
He better be ready.
It ought to be a pretty interesting race.
He better be ready. Donye goddamn calling out everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Donye is definitely on his job doing his thing.
Well,
but
that's what he's supposed to be.
That's what he's supposed to do. Yes, that's right.
Let me go to the next call. 773.
Tony Bynum in last night. Tony Bynum in last night, but something happened to the phone.
773-3625. Your mic is live.
What's going on, Butt Naked? DJ Grant, how you guys doing, man? This baby boy, man. I was just calling in to say hello to you guys, man.
What's happening,
hey, baby boy? What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I was just, you know, I was just hearing y'all, what you guys are talking about. And, It's a hard thing to find on Donye because Donye is flying, man. The man ain't cruising around here, man. The man is flying. So since he's flying, I think I'm gonna put my hard earned money on the motherfucker that's flying. I don't mean to curse on your show or anything of that nature. I don't mean to have no disrespect on y'all show now.
You ain't saying that wrong, man.
I like who I like, right? And I like that Buick. That Buick is mad, boy.
He's fading to black, like he said.
And I'm going on mute.
All right, baby boy, appreciate you. 708 6369. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
Man, you know it's the only one Stealth Fighter Jr. coming up from the north. Donye, man, I'm betting 50 grand a bet on any one of these cats out here want to bet that cash. Holler. Because Donye from the north, boy, we going in on them, boy. Tony Wright ain't going to do no but hang on these nuts and try to suck them at the same time, boy. He don't want these troubles. He don't want these troubles, man. Hey, Tony Fine, all them cats from down there, they don't want their troubles, man. The man laid there went in the piss docks on his car so he could not race that man. Man, I'm telling you, he don't want them troubles, man. Tony Wright, that's my cat. But, man, Donye is head up, man. I'm betting whatever, 500, 5,000, whatever you want to bet, I'm betting it on Donye. To the yay, to the north. King, king, baby. Bet that. Told you we coming, boy. We here. We come from the bottom. Now we here, baby. Remember that. Butt to the naked. Lack on the low.
Donye got the phone on lock, nigga.
Got it locked down. Better watch it. You better watch it. Now you know what we know. He ain't playing. Anytime a man docked his own car up not to make the pass, the trip, man, what do that tell you? What that tell you? That's all I want you to tell me. Y'all quiet now?
No. He's doing his thing. I give it to him. That's what it's about.
Is that what it's about?
I'm trying to tell y'all,
y'all not listening. Y'all not listening on this show, man. The North is not playing. If you ain't got your thing together, you ain't got your game tight, step out the ring, and I'm on mute.
Hey, Keller. I want to say one more thing. Brian Davis ain't fucking around neither. BD ain't fucking around, man. Them people up there in Michigan is riding, boy. Them people up there riding, man. They say the North ain't doing no drag racing. They say they don't need the North. They say all this old stuff. We need everybody to support drag racing, man. Honestly, we need everybody to support everybody. So what I'm saying to you is, butt naked, when you get your car right, DJ, when you get your car right, guess what it do, man? We going to support fast-ass cars. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be a fast-ass car. It's not supposed to be personal.
Nah, it's not supposed to be personal at all.
Right.
Somebody got their phone on speakerphone.
I'm sorry, butt naked. So what I'm saying to you is this is, everybody support one another, man. Stop all the riffraff and everybody. You support everybody, man. Everybody support everybody, man. Them people ride, man. I want to see a fast car run down the track, man. And I witnessed when that man made that pass, man. I was witness when that man made that hit, man. And guess what? Get your ass up there, boy. Get your ass up to the water box and fetch you some money. Come on, bring it to me. I got a few dollars. Come on. That's it. I'm going back on mute.
Corey, give me the ring now. What happened to my partner there over there, 901 boy? I heard he got knocked down about 3-4 times over there.
The first time, you know, hell, a Friday night, hell, Chucky got a hold to him. They both made clean hits Friday night, and then Saturday, hell. Wade came back around, hell, called him out the first round shootout. Brian went to his ass again.
Oh, Brian beat him 2 days, Friday and Saturday?
Yep.
He ain't tell me that. Goddamn, he be riding my damn ass when something happened to me. Wait till I talk to him. Goddamn, he ain't tell me that. He just said, he told me about the tree and shit. Little fans on him, you know. But goddamn, he ain't tell me that shit.
Yeah. Hey, Wick was trying to go, though, hell. He went, though.
Man, don't make no
shout out to them boys.
Don't Don't make no fucking excuse for your cop, man, because an ass whooping is an ass whooping. If you got beat for 2 days in a row, guess what you got? An ass whooping. A good ass whooping.
Yeah.
You know, ass whooping. You got a good ass whooping.
All right, that's right, buddy boy.
He got an undisputed ass whooping, and he got it twice.
No, he didn't. He got an asshole blowed out. Tom J. Bond telling him some Preparation H up there. That extra large tip. God damn it. That's what we need to do. He ain't playing all that.
Wow.
Two
man,
times.
Saturday. I got to hear which side. I mean, I ain't no side here. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm
well,
not saying
I tell you
which side.
I already heard his side. He ain't telling me no 2 days. He just told me how the tree dropped a little fast on him. So the boy, you know, pretty much cut him on the tree. The tree was kind of fast. That's what he told me. He ain't telling me the boy had beat him Friday, too. God damn, homie. I ain't going to fucking with Brian for him. And Brian hit him in the eye. I thought God in the head. Brian knocked the head off. And he hit him in the eye.
You thought Brian was fighting dirty, so you found out it was a good legit hit up fight. It was a fair fight, so ain't no need to step in and take up for him. Is that what you saying?
Yeah. Then who the other two they got?
Huh?
I think they lost three. Who else lost? What else? 901 lost.
That was the two I remember here. Damn. I had to go back and look on the internet, man. There were so many races going down.
47 cars in the shootout. Wow.
That's a hell of a shootout there, homie.
Yes, sir. Hell, we got something going on the 30th, too, shit. $5,000 shootout at 131 Martin, Michigan. Shit, that's going to be a hell of a shootout, too.
Wow.
On 28th and 275.
They're trying to get in there for that doggone, for Frosty the Snowman start trying to come back in there.
Yeah, you know, we only got 2 months.
They sure making it up. Good. They had them racing back to back. Well, I know a couple of these races that the North will be invading the South because it's going to be too cold up there. They're going to have to migrate south. Get some of this.
Wait a minute, DJ. Let me play this for a week.
Oh shit! Man, we gonna get on your head. Oh my god.
For the one I don't know, that's another one back to dust. And hell, goddamn, he ain't no dust. That's gonna be some dirt. Goddamn, homeboy, Whit, you didn't tell him all that. Cause I know that goddamn last Tuesday, you talking some strong shit, boy. Goddamn, what did he say last Tuesday?
I don't know. Don't have me misquoting.
Damn, I give him all the credit in the world, him and the camp. They go. They try to go 100%.
I say go.
But God dang.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Now, this is what I've been hearing. I've been hearing that next month on the 20th, that all roads going to be right back down in Valdosta. I got a little birdie that told me that a lot of cars from the north were planning on coming down to about Austin next month. So, and I also heard, I don't know how true it is, but I heard Donye and Witt are locked for that race next month. All I can assure y'all is it'll be a lot of big surprises at that race. I'm going to leave it at that. It's a little far off right now, so I ain't going to go too much into it, but it will definitely be some breaking developments on that race next month. But this weekend, all the who's going to be at supporting Bobby Wildchild down at US 19. They got a Nitro Small Block, a 28 and a 29 and a top source or a big tire shootout or something. I think they got and grudging all day. So it'll all be a hell of a show. And definitely everybody should go Bobby Wild Child, probably one of the most respected races in the game that everybody knows. You know, I can just tell that a genuinely good person. So, I mean, if you're not doing nothing this weekend, please go out and show Bobby Wild Child some support. I plan to be there along with everybody. I mean, it's a lot of people coming from all over coming to show some love to Bobby Wild Child this weekend. I plan to be one of them. The following weekend in Cecil, Maryland, Scotty G will be having a race in Cecil, Maryland. I don't know if it's Cecil Dragway, it's in Maryland. Don Yay and Tony Wright are locked for the 29-inch tire nitrous belt. They already locked 1,000 on 3 or better. Coop Performance and Big Dave, Taliban, SVO, and some booster car called the Crazy Bitch, running for the Extreme National Fox Body Belt that Steven Jackson used to hold. Scotty G is looking for the Shadow on 29. The Jekyll called out any back half in the country, mainly East Coast back half, mainly the Beast, and I guess it also includes the Shadow. Seeing he want to run for 2,000, I think 2,000 or better, or 2,000, giving up the back tire, the inner back tire for 2,000. Man, I don't know what the hell is going on. But all that's going down on the 23rd in Maryland, 2 weeks from today, a week and a half from today. So it's a lot of action going on, and looks like most of it's going on in the north. So south, time to turn up a little bit because the north has got them doing it.
Let me get this line. We got, I don't made it back. We don't know. I got one in front of you. 706-4218, your mic is live. Who's speaking with?
This is a fan. I was just hollering at you, but naked DJ. Just listening in, man. Y'all have me just show. Just show my, spare my time, man.
Just a fan, the fan.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is a fan, Cat Daddy.
What's happening, fan? Fan, what's the fan, fan? Do you hear all this noise? The noise making things.
Yeah, buddy. It's their time to shine, man. Let them make
it's
that noise,
time,
man.
You know what? That, I couldn't have said no better. Everybody get their time, and it's the north time to shine. But I think they got some momentum going up north, man. That's crazy. I'm hearing a lot of stuff. So I mean, it's all it's doing is making everything that much better.
They talking about getting 5 and 5 to do a north and a south. How many it takes to do a race like that. I would like to see that, but actually.
See what now?
You know, they were saying about doing 5 cars from this area and 5 cars from that area and just getting it on and quit guessing and get this thing on. Balance all them cars, you know, you need to get more than 2 cars to go up there. To jump up from out of home side, you know. But the only 2 that's going, this is start. It's in, you know, I guess you got to start somewhere.
Can let me ask you this, Raymond. What you think about what we're talking about, 20 versus 29? You think that's a fail, or you think the promoter just doing it just to pocket a little bit more money, or, you know, because a lot of guys can't compete with them damn 29 tackles. Viewers, they can, but 90% of us, they can't.
But let me say one thing before he answered that. What you gotta understand too, though, sometimes, but Nate, a lot of time when you got people that throw a lot of classes together like that do, and then you got big ties involved. When you got sometimes you got promoters that cater more so to big ties, so they don't really think about smaller. But smaller ties is really where it's at right now. And,
I don't know,
you know
not one promoter that done put on a raise and didn't have no small tie up, DJ.
No. What I'm saying is they don't have – some of them, you'll be surprised, are not as knowledgeable as you would think, and they don't really look at it as being that much of a draw. And, you know, they say, hey, just group them together, to, you know. But I feel like you said, they're probably just doing it based off of they've heard other people doing it.
Yeah, Mike can see, Mike can do, that mentality there. But it shouldn't be like that, because like I said, a lot of guys cannot compete with them 29 tire car. You know, it's the difference. So, Fan, what do you think about that?
Well, you both got a good point, DJ, and you both have a good point, because it is some 28s that can run with the 29. And it is some 29 that can't run with some of the 28. But like you say, the advantage is on the bigger side. But if it's that much of an advantage where it makes that big of a difference, you know, we brought this up a bunch of times, is that 28 and 29 that far away where it makes that big of a difference? You know, I don't know, you know, because I never ran either one of them that long to tell the difference, you know. So I guess you would have to get together and I say, you've been doing 28 on 28, you've been doing 29 on 29, and if you got a group of you that want to cross the line, get that group and let them cross the line, and then the rest of you that don't want to cross, stay with the 28. You know, you got to run your own program the way you want to run it, but Nick, I hear you and DJ say that a bunch of times. So if you feel like it's unfair, don't get in it. Don't get in it. I'll stay out of it. But some guys might say, well, hell, I get in there. DJ crazy. I'm just using you as an example. DJ crazy enough might say, shit, I don't give a damn they got a 32 on it. And he might jump in it, you know, because he feel like he can win. So,
yeah, but what I'm saying, though, the races that they putting on, it's just 2029. Ain't no races been put on for the 28 tie guy. Ain't no race for them to go to.
I've been down so damn long. Don't be surprised you see me running in both places.
And hell, but nigga, I see you run 29s and you look damn good. Run against 29 cars.
I feel like a smaller tire had an option if you want to jump up in there.
Yeah.
So like I say, you got some bad, nice, small block cars that could run with the extreme 28, which is supposed to be a big block or something like that. But you had a couple of small blocks that's an exception to the rule that could run the nice, small block fast and run the extreme 28 and tire and run with
and
the
it's something
block.
Different. It's something different. And like I say, you run your program the way you want to run it, but it's something different. There might be some good shit to see. You might be surprised, you know, what the damn 28 can show the 29.
I can assure you, don't be surprised if you don't see me jumping in there with the 29.
That's why I treat you jump on big times. And
I'm going for broke with mine.
I've seen my next
We all know it's a big difference in it. Yeah, There's a lot of guys that I talked to this past weekend. Those guys' feelings are really hurt because they can't race anymore right now. They got 28 to 29 together, and they can't compete with these guys. They feel like they got a chance along with somebody on the same side of time. You know,
them guys want
it back the way it used to be. Yeah.
Somebody going to get it.
I met a lot of guys, man. A guy told me, I made two beers this month so I can get to the race. And I wanted to get to the race and raise my car. I had to buy some parts. But I can't compete with them other guys.
I think some 28 car cars can't compete with you and DJ. You know, I'm just saying that you know, it's going to be some people. I think some 28 that can't compete with y'all. And they wouldn't get in that event against you or DJ, you know, with 28 on. Because they'll be like,
I guess they feel like they got a chance on the man on the side. On the same playing field as him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because anything can happen.
I understand what you're saying on that. You know, like you say, that if that tie make that big of a difference, then I can't argue that. But if you say it is, all I can do is take your word. You say that 29 make a big difference. And I know y'all had a show one time.
I want to see if Bobby Cole going to put them 28s on that damn Mustang like he said.
I heard him say that on y'all show one time.
He said he was going to do it. If Bobby Cole put his plays on the motherfucker, you goddamn skip him already. If he do that, I'm going to run it.
He didn't have a line. One thing about it, he won't be short of no action if he puts some goddamn 28s on there. I'm telling you.
He put some 28s on there, he got action.
That's talk.
I promise.
Yeah.
Let me get Wick, because I know he's itching right quick with them short, cricket-ass fingers.
Oh, yeah, he been itching butt, Nick.
901.
Uh-oh.
Hey, DJ, wait a minute. You called your bomb for the Preparation 8 yet?
Hey, don't put me in it. He's finna get over your ass. With my homeboy.
He's my homeboy, too, hell. But he got an ass blowed out. He ain't no burden no more. Hey, he straight got fucked. He's my homeboy to the end. I ain't going to say he ain't. I'm going to say I got to say for old man Mike guy. He going to go to catch him in the alley. Yeah, you my homeboy, but you got your ass mopped out, buddy. You ain't tell me all that. You told me what the fuck you wanted to tell me. Now you get your ass beat in school. You come and tell your daddy one story, and you find your daddy finds another story. Goddamn, we ain't tell it to me like that. Now your mic is lying. Tell it how it is. Put that damn blunt down, Rick. The mic over. .901. Your mic is live. Tell me what the hell he doing.
We don't want to talk.
I'm leaving the mic on. Sound like he got something going on, but he's getting live. We got to mute it. 804-9545.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? Who we speaking with?
It's JB from the DMV.
JB from the DMV. Tell us about this wonderful race going on in Maryland, JB.
Man, I'm going to tell you, DJ, it started out as something, you know, something we would just, hey, man, let's try it. Let's try something in Cecil up in Maryland where, you know, grudge racing, it's the street racing is big out there, but the grudge racing is like, you know, but now, you know, everything's getting, I mean, it's getting crazy. We just got, these are the lock-ins for that date. Gene Stevens from the Horseman with the Camaro called Most Wanted. He's running the corner for the top sportsman belt. Team SVO is running another horseman known as Russell. He's got a car called the Crazy Bitch, turbo, small block. They're running for the Fox Body belt. And just in for the small block Georgia belt, Coop Performance is running Coop Performance. I think they call themselves the Dirty Boys. They're running Jolly Ranch. And if you weren't in on the show last night, Tony Wright and Donye locked in last night for the 23rd. And also we got a small block. Hey, I'm glad y'all said that. We got a small block. We got my first no-clock small block shootout, $2,000 to win, free entry, same rules as the Bad Blood playoffs. We're putting up a belt for it, the no-clock belt. That's going to be put up. And now that y'all said it, the small block shootouts, man, are getting crazy because I got at least 12 to 14 cars already ready to go in the battle. And, you know, I split them up from the 28 and 29. And, man, you know, I had some calls, and the guys are like, man, you know, I ain't scared to run with the 28 29s, but, you know, it makes it, you know, it levels up when, you know, most of the guys got basically what I got. But, you know, I know they might got more or less. But, you know, the small block shootout, I got 12 to 14. Then we got a little street car shootout. I got 10 cars in the street car shootout. And the 28 29, I got 10 cars in that so far. And I think we got one more lock-in coming soon, but the guys haven't locked it in yet. SVO had some problems with their car, so they don't want to lock in yet. But in a week or so, before the show, you probably will hear that SVO and Rambo have locked in.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good to me. SVO and Rambo. SBO is trying to make a statement, I see.
You know, and I think they are. And, man, I talked with them guys, and they said, you know, some guys would be a little salty over two ass whooping, but they were salty. They were like, you know what, JB? You know, when your shit ain't running right and you get your ass busted, you get your ass busted. But he said, fuck it. He was like, we going back in the lab. We working on it right now, and
listen,
we want round
man.
Three.
You can't get your ass beat if you don't get your ass up there. If you get your ass up there and you're engaging, you're going to get you some ass with them. That come with the territory. You ain't going to win them
all.
Yeah,
that come with it. That come with it. That's why I give him a little homeboy with hell. He can't win them all. He grew a race of the year because he raced, not because he won all.
That man racing, man. He racing.
That man racing.
Yeah.
That man racing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That man racing. But I give him a little hard time, call. He hit me on one cheek, I hit him on the other one. That's
yes,
it, but other
all,
than
that, it's all love.
He can't win them all. He can't win them all.
Cannot deny that the 901 boys will go.
Hey,
yeah,
I tell y'all one thing. I think everybody basically know now. It seems that Chucky has a new little play, a little power plant in that thing. And I'm gonna tell you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it ain't no secret.
Oh my God! For the first night out, I'm not gonna play with y'all because my boy hit me up. He sent me a video. He said, "Man, JB, I almost lost some money." He said, and just so happened, he couldn't sit the car down. I said, "What you mean?" He said, "Man, Chris," he said, "Brian Davis just carried the wheels at 3:30, but I'm going to tell you, he had so much space between him and Lil Rick." I said, "No." He was like, "Man, ain't no way that small block put no space on Lil Rick." He said, "JB, it ain't no small block. If that's a small block, I can tell you right now, he got one."
Wait, what you mean he put some space on Lil Rick?
Hey, DJ. Hey, DJ.
Yeah,
he cut him, DJ. He cut him.
That Wick, hold on, that Wick. Go ahead, Wick.
Hey, nah, I'm going to keep it real. Them boys flying up there, but it was the tree, man. It wasn't nothing but the tree. That's all it was, man. That's all it was. I ain't complaining. I ain't goddamn taking nothing from them, but they tree fall fast, man, real fast. And we ain't never experienced no tree falling like that. Other than that, you know, we're going to go back up there and race them again, but we just going to have to get a little better with that tree because they tree fall real fast. That's a lot of the reason why they left on us. They were leaving on us like a son. We were getting them to hit.
Yeah, see, that's
DJ. I gave Brian David to hit.
I got to agree with Wick because go look at the video of
look at
the video of Brian and Lil Rick, for one. It looks like Lil Rick gives up the break. That's why when I said it was space, Brian Davis
it was
in the car down, and Lil Rick was just leaving.
Good, great. Brian was at 6 foot before Lil Rick down there left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't taking nothing from their speed and power Brian Davis flying. I ain't going to take nothing from them. But it would have been a way better race. It would have been a way tighter race if we could have got familiar with that tree up there. They've been way tired. You know, we tried them again. We didn't make no complaints. We got back up there and ran them again. We ran Brian twice. He beat us twice.
Wow.
And then they beat us. Then Kipnum beat us with the top shot pro cars and stuff. We were trying to go. Young Money paid the lockup. We were trying to go now.
Okay. Is it some truth to you and Donye locking up for lot off the next month?
Oh, well. We said something about it, but I think they want me to run on some 29 or something. And I'm going to run whatever I run. I ain't going to let nobody skip no tile when I'm going to run. I'm going to run, you know, whatever I come, what I want to run on.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, they call me and they want to run up there. I ain't got no problem. We can race up there, but I'm going to run on whatever good for me. It could be 315 or it could be 29. Whatever I decide I want to put on. They can bring whatever they want to put on.
It is.
Hey, Whit, did you run the candy cane? Just a fan. Did you run the candy cane?
Nah, they went and pushed. They end up asking to race that car about 12 o'clock at night. And we felt like it was that car made too much power to be trying to run that late at night. And the dude was falling, but they kept the track good and prep. Now, wasn't nothing wrong with the tracking. But we just didn't feel safe with water running out the car up at late at night. But other than that, we couldn't get no action with it. They, 7 o'clock, we called everybody out. 8 o'clock, dog called everybody out. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, we loaded the car up at 11:30. That's when we started getting
the
one.
Was holding candy cane pretty much up to South Down. That nobody jumped
on. We shook it down one time Friday, and she couldn't get no action. We went out there Sunday and knocked the tires off just trying to get a little action, and they still wouldn't go.
Okay. So candy cane
The track was good. The track was fast. We had no problem with the track other than, we just weren't familiar with that particular light, where it dropped, where it fall. It fell so quick. That's how Lil Rick red lighted in the shootout. I mean, before you can get in the bug, dude, that motherfucker block, you got to be sharp. You can't get in there second. If you get in there last, you can forget it. And that's what happened. My guy got in last on Brian Davis, and shit, it was over with. It was one from the tree. It was one from the tree. And don't get me wrong, Brian Davis fans, don't play him cheap. But it was one from the tree. The race was one from the tree.
All right. Well, let me get the other mics, y'all. We got four of the hands up right quick. 202-9418, your mic is live. 202-9418, your mic is live. I'm going on mute. 773-7115, your mic is live.
Well, I'm butt naked, DJ Grand, everybody. What's going on?
What's up, kid?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just sitting back chilling and listening to what's happening in Canada. I'm going back on mute.
All right, okay. Appreciate you calling in, kid.
All
313. Right. 7173, your mic is live. 313-7173.
What's going on, butt naked DJ? What's up, fellas? Just shaking back.
What's up,
Shake? I'm all right, man. All right, sitting here trying to get a little meal in me. We had a real good time at the truck. Enjoyed them boys coming down. We showed them some hospitality. It is what it is.
Okay. All right, you enjoyed the show up there?
Oh, yeah, man. Looking for the next one.
Tell me which one was the best one that you saw.
The best race?
The best race that you feel like was good to you.
It was two of them. Witt and Brian Davis and Jimbo against that Blair at the last of the shootout. He won that 10,000.
Okay. Over on the broad spectrum, they check it up on the scoreboard. What kind of car Jimbo got?
He said, okay, my time. Jimbo got a Mustang.
Big block.
Oh, 28,
buddy.
Yep, 28. A Mustang, 28.
Listen, man, you ain't going to bother. But nigga, you're not going to bother them trees. And them boys, they ain't going to. I'm telling you, man. Jimbo and Chucky.
So where?
Go, man.
What did you say? Say that again, DJ.
I said, them two there, you going to bother them tree. Them two there going to answer the call.
That's what I want them to do. Hell,
I know.
Think I'm going to
have
my goddamn popping wheels on that box?
Yeah.
Shit. I belly to belly one of them motherfuckers.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know you ain't selling.
Hell no. They did not get that.
I'm trying to see when they going to answer the call.
Shit. What I say? They did not get that, and I've been there. Leave that. You think, let me ask you this, you think a goddamn northerner can hunt better than a southerner?
I don't know. I'm not gonna get into what a southerner can do versus what a northerner can do. I think anybody can do whatever the hell they wanna do.
Oh yeah, they can. I'm getting body prop. They're trying to get a little action.
But you basically saying that they still need to know their role. That's what you're trying to say.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Yeah. Well, we got one more mic. Let me get this one. 219-4018. Your mic is live.
Uh-oh. What's up?
What's up, who?
What's up?
What's up, Terry? Mr. SBA.
All right, Terry, what's up, Terry?
Hey, Nicky, you gonna be in Maryland next week?
Hell, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on there for me. I'm taking it one day at a time now, here, homie.
Alright.
If I do call, you better believe I'm getting in that goddamn shootout for that belt up there.
Not worried.
We
about
ain't losing drunk. We ain't lose a draw. I'm getting in that shootout for that belt.
Wait a minute. What, Terry? What you just said, Terry?
I said we ain't worried
about the shootout.
Ain't worried about what?
We want to make sure we line up with Butt Naked.
You sure can get it with that band. You don't win no turbo call. Yeah.
Huh?
Since y'all, yeah, we can try.
I like Terry them. They're aggressive.
I like the aggression too. But hey, that goddamn
all
trouble
that means,
card was still
that means, all that means whenever it's gonna be hard for these two alpha males to meet, because whenever me and SEO at the track, you know we got the lock on.
If they got a 28 on that motherfucker, the hell with them.
Oh boy, it's gonna get good here, man.
Say what?
I said fuck it. That's for guys that can't tune.
I didn't hear you, T.
You
echoing.
I didn't hear me. What did you say?
I
said fuck it, 29.
Yeah, fuck a 29. Put them 28s on that motherfucker.
I think Terry said he don't give a damn if they got a 29.
Supposed to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I partner down with Triple Card down right now, and he'll be back soon. But in the meanwhile, I will oblige. I really will. Oblige real well. Win, lose, or draw.
Yeah. They don't think I'm a fool. Now they gonna think when they see me again, they gonna think I'm a crazy fool. I'm gonna be a racist fool. That's what I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
Those I don't know. My transmission in the shop right now. I told them to remove reverse. I don't want it even in there.
No reverse.
If I burn out, if I go past the line, I need some motherfuckers come push me back. Cause I refuse to go back. I don't know how to bag up if somebody wants to go.
All right, 313-747, your mic is live. 313-7047. Yeah, yeah. You want to say, man? Need him back. All right, Terry, so you're going to be in the house next weekend, right?
Yeah, we'll be there.
I do some little goddamn configuring and see what we can do. Yeah, yeah. See what's going on. So we can come blast out. Well, DJ, we ran a little late tonight. I got some action to do in a few minutes. And we got to wind this up a little earlier than I usually went in it earlier, but I got some things we got to take care of.
If nobody wants to talk, it don't matter to me. All I can say is that I look forward to seeing everybody this weekend in Albany, Georgia, U.S. 19 for Bobby Wildchild's second anniversary, and then the following weekend, all roads are heading right back up north to Maryland, where it looks like some hell of an action going to be going on in Cecil in Maryland. So, hey. It's getting crazy. Also, this weekend, I forgot to say, on the 17th, Bobby Coles, if I'm not mistaken, his race is this Sunday. So going to US 19 this Sunday, you can turn around the very next day and head on down there to Old Holly Springs for the benefit race for Bobby Coles down at the world famous Holly Springs Dragway.
All right.
I mean, if ain't nobody got nothing to say, ain't it?
Well, with that being said,
EJ, you are talking butt naked about the Hancock, didn't you?
Huh?
Butt naked didn't know who I was. Yeah, you talked butt naked off the phone, didn't
you? Oh, he know who you are now.
You know
exactly who the fan is now, don't you, butt naked?
Yeah, I know who he is. I went at that James. I think I gotta go after it. Who in the hell that motherfucker is right there? I don't mean no offense, but I know who the hell that motherfucker is. Hey, I didn't know the hell Scooby World this past weekend. Hell, I don't have these cats, man. I finally met Scooter Ducky all this past weekend.
I know it.
What's up, bud, nigga? I'm like, what the hell? Who is that? Scooby. CeCe. Scooby, CeCe, I met everybody down there. I already met people, but hell. But all them cats, man. Every last one of them down there. That's the reason I brought it up by the 29, 28. Got a lot, like I said, a lot of people out there in the game that I met and real disappointed about the promoter putting on the 29 times, 28 times together. That shit got to stop.
Well,
like,
the only way
they're
going
to
know how people feel is if you get, try to get it out there.
That's why I put it out there like that.
Gotcha.
Hey, but naked.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you guys ever split up the 28s and 29s and we come down there, they'll be crying because there's turbo cars and blower cars coming down in the 28.
Well, you want to say about the 28. I think they're on the 29 tires, 29 tires in the turbo car together. That's not a bad thing.
Why is that?
Because a turbo car make way
man.
More power than any nitro car.
No,
No.
We got a bag of books.
y'all can make 4,000 horses. 4,000 horses till I got that 1,700.
Y'all looking at certain people can make all that crazy ass horse.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody making
that
kind of horse.
You're looking at Keith Berry and all them other guys that are running.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But it's okay. But your guy that runs that 315 that hold the record, if he throws
he don't hold
a
record no more. Somebody got to win. Somebody won a 308.
Okay, he won a 309, but it's okay for him or a car like that to throw a 29 on and run in the 29 class and put us with him.
What wrong with the car? What wrong with the car? Y'all,
I'm just saying.
Let me straighten you out on that.
Why is that fair for us?
A 29 time, it don't matter about the car. That's what they said. Me and DJ,
okay,
the only two that were stock suspension car. That's when I said, no, I'm bringing a 28.
So just because we got turbos, we got true stock style front, we got frame all the way back. With true, we got stock style rear suspension, but it's okay just because we got turbos that we got to run with the 29.
Let me ask you this. Is your car stock suspension?
Yep.
All the way. Hey, I'll bring you home.
But I'm just saying, we're talking about the shootouts now. That's
yeah,
fair
I mean,
for us to run with
and the other thing is, a lot of times people like to play tricks with the turbo cars and staging a lot of times. There's a lot of little stuff that's, certain people just don't, and that's just part of your game. You just got to be on your game plan if you got a turbo car. And most nitrous cars going 60 foot and sometimes 3/3 better than a turbo car too.
But
turbo cars are always playing catch up.
Most turbo cars got a 116 or 113. Most of the turbo cars
do. I was trying to text your ass walking at the same time to get you on here quick as I could.
What the hell that is? Can I do?
Who is that?
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
DJ, butt naked.
Yeah.
Hey, this little Fred, I got butt naked worst nightmare on the phone. Go ahead, Chucky.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, shit.
What up, Brian?
What's up, Chucky? What's happening, Chucky?
How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Congratulations on your win this weekend, Chucky. But he heard you got on big draws now, and he's feeling a little froggy.
I handle small block. You ain't never heard of me talk about no damn motor. All I ever cared about was tire size.
I'm not caring about no damn boy.
You got some 28s on that motherfucker. I can get dead in your ass.
That's what I like to hear.
Well, he's going to go.
That's what I want to do, to go. I like
when you're coming up here anytime soon?
Yes, sir.
When are you coming up?
Yeah, we might come down to Maryland next week. We might. I just got to see what everything rolls like.
I was gonna try to set something for a Lil Tony show on August 30th, the end of this month.
Woo, the North got so much going on. I ain't know. Y'all got the races back to back to back to back, guys. Damn, y'all.
Yeah,
got
they do. We got them back
to
back.
Woo! Y'all got it going. Oh, the good boy.
I don't know, Brian. We just have to see. I just see what's going on.
Yeah, we can wait until it gets closer,
I definitely want to get down. When's the next time you coming down south, Brian?
I'm supposed to be coming down there for Lester's event, the White Boys, on the 23rd. But it depends on how stuff goes with my motor right now. I've had a little bit of issues this weekend. And if I don't come down for that, then I'll be down there for Mike Hill's. What is it, like normally November 3rd or something like that he has? And then
August 23rd. That's like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be coming down for that, provided my motor gets taken care of by then. If I don't come down for that in my next race.
What about Ron and Brown's race in on the 20th of
which month? September?
Yeah.
Is that with Mississippi Joe?
Yeah. Yep.
Sure. Going to that? Yeah. I told him if I had oil pressure, I would go support him because he came and supported us.
Duck races next week too.
Whit came and supported us, so I told him that I'm going to come support his trick or treat race at Holly Springs. So I'll be down there like that. I'm trying to support the people who support us. So as long as I got oil pressure and I have the means to travel. I already told Mississippi Joe personally that I'm going to do everything I can to get to his race. I already told Wade I'm going to his. Mike Hill knows I always come to his. So I'm going to be down there. I'll be down there in Bradenton or wherever the fuck it is in Florida in December.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, no, that's Lando, Brian. That's
when I come back down there, I want my get back with Lil Rick.
I'm going to fuck you up down in Florida, Brian.
I'm talking your language when I say Florida, huh?
Hey, I'm telling y'all like this. Yeah. Now, I'm telling you like this. It's nasty in Florida now. You bring your ass to Florida.
Steven told me when he was there last year, it was one of the best tracks you ever been to.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
It was nasty at Milan, too, as we.
He
had his famous cars on there.
Uh-oh.
And they was working, so it don't matter.
Yeah, they work.
Damn.
We still go up here. We don't give a fuck what you got.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. It's gonna be. But I got to see that damn trick or treat. And that Florida race? Woo,
I ain't even gonna talk about the trick or treat. Brian knew I'm gonna kill him at the trick or treat. That's why I say it's Florida. I don't wanna scare him off.
But nigga, which one of the races you gonna go to?
I don't know yet.
But
I got some issues going on, but we done.
It's gonna be a trick or treat. Now I know, but next one's gonna be a trick or treat.
I'll be a trick or treat.
I'm coming to trick or treat when I see him. Some of the real way.
You don't want
and
no
I
problem.
And I know, but without a shadow of a doubt, if he got oil pressure, he'll definitely be in Orlando.
Well, yeah. I'm going to Orlando, too. Y'all know where I be at.
But trick or treat ain't far as Orlando.
No, it ain't. We coming over there.
5 hours.
I am coming. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass in anything y'all got. Anything y'all got down on them 20. I ain't coming on no radio attack. You already know this.
Hey, Butt Naked.
Where were you with Junior?
Hey, Butt Naked.
Yeah.
I got a pit bull I turned loose on your ass, too.
I got two on.
I got one.
Two on.
He got Jimbo.
He'll go, too. He will go.
He comes Jimbo. He comes Jimbo.
We plan on getting
Let me tell y'all this. I am glad that the North is finally catching up. I'm glad the North catching
no,
up.
We ain't catching up. It's just the weather for us. Y'all ain't been doing this shit. I've been saying this
on the talk shows for 2 weeks that you guys are going to meet the real North this weekend. That's exactly what happened. We ain't caught up. We've been there.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Well, we're going to show y'all what the goddamn Georgia peaches taste like down here.
Y'all
ain't never had no Georgia. What kind of peaches? Hey, bro, what kind of peaches y'all eat up there? Do they come from Georgia?
They want both sides of town. They want both sides.
You know, peaches I eat? I eat the free ones.
Where the fuck y'all peaches come from? Is it any car north of Oklahoma live action? I had to throw that out there. Any car?
Hell no.
Live action.
I don't know.
Hell no. They can't get around me much.
If he got 28 to 75, then I don't care.
Huh? It'd be somebody there to race him now.
I tried Little Rick. You never know what's going to happen. When I tried Little Rick, that was my first shakedown with that goddamn motor. That's all brand new setup.
I understand. But live action, they like to turn up. You're going to cause the fire to shake down.
Oh, yeah. It ain't going to be no. You got to.
You got to bet that cheese with them.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of guys that plan on traveling. The Young Money guys are coming. Wayne, we're all coming down there to support Witt. So I can't speak on them, but I know that the guys we're coming with ain't afraid to engage.
Well, I put live action goes run all three of our cars on the trick or treat.
Yep.
Both run the Little Guys, Shorty, and Candy Cane.
God damn.
Why didn't you guys bring Shorty, Witt?
We hadn't had it tested, so we just decided we'd rather come with something we already familiar with.
Y'all gonna ask Shorty and Vadoff next month?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I ain't thinking, okay. Well, that's gonna be.
Let me ask you this. Is Bobby gonna put them 20s on next month?
We might put a 275 on.
On Bobby Cole's gun?
Nah, Bobby got 29.
He said he's gonna put his 20s on. Is he gonna do it next month?
I think he said it now, but I don't think he's gonna do it.
That's
what he said.
He said, and then Paul said it too.
He said he's got 28. He said he's got 29. Or I think he said big time. He put that thing in the motherfucker. That's what he said. Okay, who's Snowy?
Right, kid.
What? Who is that?
Dang. I don't know if it was a kid or not, but somebody will.
I don't know. Oh man, I like how everybody gets pumped up. I love that, man. Everybody
oh, yeah.
gets pumped
well, what
up.
What
is
it about?
That's good. Everybody got their that's always a good thing. Everybody feeling good and feeling confident.
Oh yeah. What
negatives on you? I don't know if anybody else got anything else to say. That's up to you.
Well, with that being said, I got one thing I want to leave with Brian Davis. Brian, I know you ain't really been that level. I'm just like Bankerhead, boy, I take your cookie. Y'all have a good night.
What the hell you say?